I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. An American citizen stood on trial in Pakistan for blasphemy against Sunni Islam. On July 29th, he was shot and killed in the courtroom. As people celebrated his death, Bruce Allen says FMI partners went out into the streets to boldly share Christ.
There were rallies in the street hailing Khalid Khan as a hero. Anything that could have been perceived as anti-Islamic was pushed down. And yet these partners said, we're going to stay out here and look for people who are truly spiritually hungry, because the scriptures say, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be filled.
They distributed more than 3,000 Bibles, and many Pakistanis are now asking to know more about Jesus. And misinformation is an unfortunate side effect of the COVID-19 global pandemic. People all over the world have struggled to find out what's really going on and what practices will actually keep them safe. It's the same in the Middle East and North Africa. Rex Rogers of Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry, says they're addressing the unique dilemma of staying healthy in a crowded refugee camp.
Trying to speak to refugees and internally displaced persons, as well as others, to encourage them and to give them practical advice on how to respond to what is a ravaging virus and disease until such time as we can get our way past it.
All the while, they're showing viewers that God is a God of hope, not fear. Please pray that God would use Sat7 to spread the gospel certainty in a time of chaos. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.